we are sort of putting ourselves in God's place. Is God not big enough to accomplish His purpose for our children without us trying to do that for Him? He is big enough. Our God is a big God. And we put Him sometimes, I put Him, maybe you don't, but I put Him on that level sometimes of being too small. And it becomes a trust issue of, will I present them to the Lord? Will I give Him those burdens? Will I turn those over to Him? Or will I hold on to them? He says, my shoulders are big. He said, I'll take your burdens. I heard a speaker one time talk about how difficult time she was having turning loose of her children and turning loose of just worries and fears in her life. And she said she visualized her children and visualized her fears all going up a ladder to heaven. And she was walking up with them. And as she got to the top of that ladder, she visualized it as being heaven, and she handed over those children and she handed over those fears into the hands of the Father. And then she turned and she walked back down the ladder and she left them with the Father. And she said, it was all that I could do. God is ready to open our prison doors. He doesn't want us to stay in any prison of fear. Let me read what Isaiah 43:18-19 says. It says, forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the desert and streams in the wasteland. I want you to turn to someone right now, and I want you to say these words to them. And just repeat after me this phrase. So if you'll pick out a person right now that you're going to turn to. God loves you unconditionally. Forgives you completely. And He has a wonderful plan for your life. He's not finished with you. And He is not finished with your family yet. God loves you. He always has. He always will. And there's not a thing you can do to change that. Let's bow for word prayer. Father, I just want to thank You for Your faithfulness and for Your love. I thank You that You're a better teacher than we could ever be, that You would teach us all things that we need to know. I thank You that Your Spirit is here this weekend, present. I thank You that You are here in this room. And Father, I thank You that You love each of us with that unconditional love. I thank You for our position in Christ, that You are a holy and a sovereign God, but that You are a God of love, and that You love us, Father, with an everlasting love. And I pray, God, that this weekend, and this morning, and this afternoon, that You would come and that You would speak a personal rhema, a personal word to every woman here. And wherever they are, Father, I don't know their needs, but I pray that You would go before us and before me. And I pray, God, that You would put Your finger on that special need in that person's life, or that You will open up needs in their heart that in other women that they know they can go and share with women who are dealing with some of these issues. And Father, I just pray that You'd be faithful to do that. We love You and we praise You and we thank You for what You're going to do ahead of time. In Jesus' name, amen.